This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The former fire captain in a town in unincorporated Boulder County was found guilty yesterday of sexually assaulting five women. CPR's Ava Kian has more.
It took the jury less than a day to come back with a guilty verdict on all the charges. Cameron Barnaby's defense argued the 33-year-old was a womanizer and that the women had consented to sexual interactions. But the jury sided with the state, who argued that none of the women consented to sex. Two were minors at the time of their assault, and two women were under his supervision at the fire department. All five women took the stand during the trial. Barnaby will be sentenced in February. Ava Kian, CPR News.
Denver City Council voted against expanding storage space for key lime air at Denver International Airport. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the company handles deportations for Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement.
Every member who spoke used the opportunity to blast ICE and Trump's deportation policies, as well as key lime air. City Council member Stacey Gilmore.
There is no way ethically or morally that I can vote affirmatively on this expansion of space.
All but one member in attendance opposed the contract. Council member Kevin Flynn, who still criticized Trump's deportation plan, explained why he supported the contract.
Voting this down means they use the common use area for free. So when I think it through, I don't see that we gain anything. In fact, we're not going to be collecting any money from them. They're just going to be using it for free.
Key Lime will continue operating from the Denver airport. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
This is CPR News and KRCC. Stay with us. It's 2:06.